Caravan. No matter the barking of the dogs, the caravan marches on. It's an old Iraqi proverb. A long queue of container ships stand at anchor in the Persian Gulf. They carry 50-caliber machine guns and packing grease, dunnage, ammo crates, millions of bullets laid side by side, toilet paper, insecticides, light bulbs. The dockside floodlights hum with mosquitoes and malaria. Cranes hoist Connexes onto flatbed trucks which line Highway 1 from Kuwait City to Dohuk in the north, just south of Turkey. Try to imagine enough boxes of food for 130,000 meals, two or three times a day for a year. It is an army of commerce, a fleet of corporations with the Pacific as its highway. It is around the clock. It is every day. These are the boxes we bring to Iraq. In Iraq, today, in Baghdad, a bomb killed 47 and wounded over 100. It left a crater 10 feet deep. The stunned gathered body parts from the roadway and collected them in cardboard boxes. Imagine taping those boxes and shipping them home. To Washington, D.C., to the White House lawn, to bury them under the green sod thrown over, box by box emptied into that rich soil in silence, a Marine sentry standing guard as boxes are lowered into the ground nearby at the National Monument, Tomb of the Unknown, our own land given to these, to say, if this is freedom, then we will share it.